packet of, you know, Nida. So the first year we discussed that many Rishonim hold that an intrinsic requirement of Nida Daraisa is a Hargasha. And if you don't have a Hargasha, then there's no Nida. Meaning it'll only be a Drabanan. Only be a Drabanan. So the discussion that we're going to have today is what exactly is a Hargasha? How do we define a Hargasha? So in the poskim, there are three definitions given of a Hargasha. It's generally known as the Trumas Hadeshen, the Rambam, and the Noda Behuda. It's a funny way of categorizing it, but that's the way the poskim. It's in the Pesachei Tshuva. It's in the. These are the three shitas in the Rishonim as what is the definition of a Hargasha, because we said that a Hargasha is vital in knowing whether there's a din of Nida Daraisa or Nida Darabana. Okay, so let's take a look. Let's take a look in the Rambam on page 13. Packet 1. Page 13. Now, it's interesting. The Rambam deals with a sugya which we're going to have a fuller treatment of this sugya in a future shiur. And that's the discussion about a woman who urinated and there was dam in the meraglayim. This happens all the time. And the question is, do we assume that that's damnida? Or do we assume there's some urinary tract infection that, and that's where it's coming from. If it's a urinary tract infection, then that's damaka, because it's not menemakor. Or but do we assume it's maybe, this is a very complex sugya, and we're not going to be doing it now, but we'll see. One point, the way the Rambam formulates it, and that is relevant to the present discussion of what the definition of Hargasha is. So says the Rambam in Halach Yud Zayin, Ha'isha she'ishdina mayim v'yotzadon imeiraglayim. She urinated and there was dam in the meiraglayim. Bein she'ishdina v'hi omedes, bein she'ishdina v'hi yosheves, whether she was standing or sitting. Because the Rambam Shita is, and this is again the whole big discussion, but if it's coming with the Meraglayim, then you have a right to assume that the blood is not from an amakor, that the blood is from the urinary tract infection. And therefore, she's Muteris. Because again, like we discussed the first time, the first thing before we discuss Hargasha is you have to have dam in a makor. If you don't have dam in a makor, it's no different than a nosebleed. So the Rambam says, it's not dam in a makor. Once it's dam in a makor, we also need hargasha. So the Rambam says, you have a right to assume that it's not dam in a makor. And then he adds a statement, v'afilu hirgish gufa v'nazdazeya eina choshesh. Whereas even though she felt it, she had some chills, she had some, you know, which are tremor, right? Which are normally symptoms of Nida. So then you would have a right maybe to assume that the Hargasha, that this is indicative of its Nida. No, the fact that it came with the Meraglayim is a bigger proof than the other physical symptoms. What? You mean, right, so he's not, in other words, he's not choshish for that.
Even if it's the time of the verses?
Because, I mean, again, this is a bigger discussion about, we're going to have a separate packet and a separate shiur on Hashtonim and Meraglaim, but I guess the simple shot is that the Raglaim Ladover of the Meraglaim outweighs the, in other words, you have counter proofs here. On one hand, the tremor is indicating that it's nida. The meiraglayim is indicating that it's maka. So who wins? So that's the Rambam Shita. And this is going to be a whole discussion in the poskim. But agav, the poskim want to be medayik from this Rambam that the definition of a hargasha is Nizdazeya Gufa. Now one could argue and say that the Rambam, he never meant to say that. Who says the Rambam means to say that this is a Hargasha? The Rambam just means to say that these are things that come, you know, during the time of the Nida, but to say that this is the Hargasha, that when we speak about a Hargasha, that's what it's referring to, the Rambam never said that really. In other words, the Rambam is not even in the context of the discussion of a Hargasha.
He specifically says Shahargasha is Meraglaim. He says this is a Hargasha of Meraglaim.
Right, in other words, you can be told in the Meraglaim, but it's Mashma, those that don't want to be Medayik are saying that this is normally what a Hargasha is, but since it's Meraglaim, so then
right.
You could be told the whole thing in the Meraglaim. That's why she has having the tremor, etc. Yeah, in other words, it would be nice if we would have had a Rambam that says Ketzad hi Hargasha, but it's not even in the discussion of Hargasha. And so one could deny this whole Rambam. Again, in other words, that's the problem here, that the Gemara says Hargasha, and the Gemara doesn't tell us. Amar Shmuel, you need a Hargasha, Batka Karka Olam, and if you wish you didn't have a Hargasha, and it leaves it, it's very vague. So you have to know the classic poskim say there are three shitas. So anyone who knows anything about Hilchas Nida knows there are three shitas of Hargasha. That's the Aleph Beis, and it's, again, as I told you, the Rambam, the Trumas Hadeshin, and the Noda Bihuda. If you don't know that, then that's Aleph Beis. Then we build on the Aleph Beis. But first you have to know that. So one could question the Aleph Beis. You know? Because the Rambam never really said that this is a Hargasha. I mean, okay, so that's the, that's number one. That's this Rambam. Then we have a second shita, which is the Trumas Hadeshin, which again, thank you. The Trumas Hadeshin, you know, those that learn halacha, the Ian, you have to know every Trumas Hadeshin. That's the soul of the whole Shulchan Aruch, is Trumas Hadeshins. Every page in the Shulchan Aruch is another Trumas Hadeshin. So, now for some reason when I made this packet, I didn't have maybe in the library that day, the nicer print of the Trumas Hadeshin was missing. Usually I try to CRX for you the nicer print. Apparently it was missing, this is the old print, but it's good sometimes to see the old print. And let me tell you, the Trumas Hadeshin is an interesting sefer. The post can point out that the Trumas Hadeshin wrote the questions and the answers. In other words, it wasn't real shailas like the Igros Moshe that someone sent him a shaila and he's asking. Like the Shagas Aryeh, he decides that's a way of presenting. You make up your questions and then you write your answers. It's not like because the post can point out that some you can be medayik in the shaila because he wrote the shaila too. You understand? So that's so what's the shaila?
Isha shirgisha ba'atzma sheniftach makora lahotzi dam. So she felt that the makor was opening.
In other words, the sheet of the Truma Sedeshan, as we'll see, is going to be that the definition of a hargasha is hargasha's psichas pi hamakor. In other words, we discussed that there was a discussion, what is the point of nida? At what point does she become nida, right? Does it go from the... It definitely has to start from the makor, but is it when it leaves from the makor into the cervix, means it passes the internal as, or is it when it goes from the cervix, I mean from the makor through the cervix, and when it comes out of the cervix into the vaginal canal, that it passes the external as, that's what they need. That's a big machlokus haposkim. But so the hargasha means the opening of that. Of that area, either the internal or external os, whatever the point where the nida is happening, to feel the sensation that it's opening up. To feel the sensation that's opening up, that's the hargasha that the Truma Sedeshan is talking about. So that, and therefore, he says. So he has a question. What's the din if a woman felt that the makor was opening, and then she did a bedika, matza al ha'eid lachluchas lovan, and she found some white discharge on the aid is the bedika cloth. They call that the aid. The aid is the cloth. The low love in the gamri, elakamaris beged love and shenofa love avak shehuka love nuniso. It's not bright white, it's like a little bit off white. Yesh mutar yesh olav. So what's the din? She felt the sensation and she checked. We're not saying you have to check, but she checked. That's a mice, so that's what she did. She felt something was going on, so she took a cloth, she went inside, lo and behold, white. So what's the din? Now, white, obviously, is not Maris Nida. So he says like this.
What's the question then?
Is she Tame or not?
It's
not. So... Yeah, now, obviously, like what Jacob is saying, is Hargasha itself is not Nida. Nida means Da. Dam ba'ish v'simros hashan dam. You need dam. If you don't have dam, you don't have nida. Right? So what's he talking about? No. So the discussion is, as we said before, those days, and every woman wore a cloak of sorts. So maybe just because, whereas maybe once she felt that the psichas had piyam makor, then what? Then. Probably some dam fell out. And, she found white. That's something else. But once it's psichas piyam makor, that is indicative that there must have been dam that fell out, and she would be tamei, even though we never saw that dam. That's the question.
So she's not mechuyev to be bodek if she has an hargasha?
Okay, that's going to be a whole discussion also.
According to the Truma Sedeshan, you're saying that the hargasha always, in a sense, always comes, it sounds like you're saying almost for a second, but always, it has to be, once there's a hargasha, it means that something, there was some form of dam, like there, according to this type of hargasha, there couldn't be hargasha without dam. Is that what you're saying?
Right, exactly. So he starts by saying, Yira, Tshuva, the Tzach L'Siyasha V'Dovim, the Smach Chos V'Dovim, so Rishon Lo Yuv V'Tavim, Rach Hamisha Domim. Right, in the old days, the Mishnah says that there were five colors. that are tame. Four shades of red and one shade of black. And in the old days, that was the kunz, that a person who paskin neither shilas was able to discern the four shades of red. Meaning that technically speaking, there are shades of red that are mutter. It's only four shades of red that are aser. The poskim say, b'zman hazeh, we're not baki, so we aser all red. All red we aser. But in the b'zman chazal, they were baki in the four shades of red, and then the fifth one was black, the fifth color. Aval b'doros ha'achronim shenismatu ha'levavos, tinu av maros ha'cheir. So we answer all of them. But the only thing we don't answer, the poskim say, "Ain became lures dam lishoyin nachumot. Ain vitar shum dam anote lamar muz imoshe lovan v'yaruk kimar hazav, unless it's white." Or Rav Shecht always points out yaruk is more like yellow. So then we're matirems. So here it was white. So what's the story? So what do we say over here? So he continues on. Look where I put the arrow. He told him, "And he don't do yesh lo tamos tvei mitamache." She hegisha v'nira the isha shnirgishu vodka achakach lo motzok klum yesh lo tamo devada yatzas tipas dam kechardo. In other words, that's the thing. He's saying that maybe since she had a hargosha, so a hargosha is the ultimate. It's hargosha is a din d'oraisa, and even though she checked later, maybe we have to assume that there was red that came out and it just fell to the ground and we don't know where it is, but it came out. Devada yatsa tibas dam kichardo v'niskaneach onibok d'hargosha svar d'oraisa hi. Echad alech l'midle ha-hargosha v'midi achrini. Vuchapek ha-ro kesem. So that's the tzad to be machmir, right? And the halacha is that lamanda omer vesas deraisa, we pass the vesas deraisa, that even if she didn't find anything, she's tamei, because we assume that it got lost. So maybe she should be tamei here also. However, no, but over here, since she found the light, Amin and Dahi Tipas Lovin, he the Argasha. Because the Lovin and the other thing also comes from the Makor. So over here, so even though normally when you have the Psichas Piha Makor, you have to assume Dam came out, so therefore Makor, the same thing over here. But here maybe is better. Because here you can attribute that the Psichas Pia Makor, what came out? The Lovin came out. Because the Lovin also is coming from inside, and you can be told that that's what came out.
What
does
the Lovin consist of?
Sometimes, like Rabbi Shmuel pointed out, some type of pus or mucus. So therefore, it could be okay. So that's the svara l'kula. That's the svara l'kula. Then in the last three lines, he writes, "Omnam yora anochi b'hakel imnitzah la'ed lechluchis the summit v'yishbo mishum sas afal gam de loven hu bim neha toim sheinim yodim mahafli bedam ladam aval im eino el amare ukemot seva ba'alma v'gam lor yisha l'fomim hegav de bab lichu v'zom is v'zachi ho umara tor b'vadei hegav loven yish l'tor. So it depends on the consistency. If it's samich, it has a consistency. He doesn't want it to be, because it has a consistency like red normally has. People will make mistakes, so he's not going to, unless it's something that doesn't have some consistency, so it's more like just some type of liquid discharge and not dam at all. Okay, so the kids are, but that's the deen over here. But the nekuda that's relevant, that the whole nidon of the conversation of the notary of the Trumas Hadeshin is psichas pi hamakor. That's the hargasha, and then he's done. What if you have loven? Can you be tola in the loven or not? But that became the brand two of Hargasha, of Psichas P. Hamakor. That's attributed to the Trumas Hadeshin. Again, most people never go through the Trumas Hadeshin to see the context and don't go through the Rambam. You see, the Pischet, it's Kedai that everyone should have a Shulchan Aruch so you can see. Like Rabbi Tuchman said, it's very important that we should be able to navigate through the Shulchan Aruch. So it's important. You know, it's nice we have the packets in this, and we work very hard making these packets. And I like to see every makor inside, you know. But it's good to also see the page of the Shulchan Aruch. So if you get Shulchan Aruch to have, it's a good thing to have. So that's what I'm showing you. The Pischei Tshuva. The Kuf Pei Gimel, the first Pesukei Tshuva, Sifchat Na'alef, says, Da Tishlosha Minei Hagoshes, Yesh L'inyan Shetei Tameyim D'Maraisa. Echad Shenizdazeya Gufa, that's the Rambam that we just did. Beis Eshenivtach Nekora, that's the Trumas Hadeshin that we just did. And the third one, Ashlishis, it's a funny type of thing. You know, usually have a machlokas Rambam. Here, one thing is a Rambam and a Trumas Hadeshin and a Noda Bihuda. But you know, the Pesukei Tshuva, he created the text here. So that became. So you always have to know. You know, this as I said, what's on the page here, the Pesukei Tshuva, the first Pesukei Tshuva, Kupay Gimel Aleph. You got to know that. Anyone who knows anything, that's Aleph Beis. That's Aleph Beis. Kuf Pei Gimel Sifkot Nal. And the third thing is the Noda Bihuda. And the Noda Bihuda here is on page 16. And of course you have to know every Noda Bihuda. I mean, anyone who's serious in Halacha knows every Noda Bihuda. Just like you have to know every Trumas Hadeshin. So he says like this. Me'ata nuchalomer lechol aposkim beinan hagashim and hatayra. Umayni hagashis she'agishu im hagashis psichas makor or af hagashis ivis davar lach b'vsara. So he says like this. Avada the Trumas Hadeshin is right. You have to feel that sensation. In other words, that the Trumas Hadeshin's definition is definitely a valid definition. The question is, I, says the Noda Bihuda, want to discuss another possibility. In other words, Hagasha doesn't have to be exclusive. It's like, you know, like, it could be there are different types of Hagashas. So the Trumas Hadeshin spoke about Psichas Pi HaMakor, Psichas Pi HaMakor, and I want to entertain that there's another type of Hagasha in addition to Psichas Pi HaMakor, and that's called Zivas Dover Lach, which is the sensation of feeling a liquid going through your body. In other words, going down the you know, coming out of the makor, going down the ramp, so to speak. You feel internally that sensation. That's called Ziva's Dovrlach. So his Chiddush, the Nodeb Yehuda has some major contributions to Hilchas Nida. So one of the first major contributions that he has to Hilchas Nida is to say that a Ziva's Dovrlach is a Hargosha also. Not only the Psichas Pia Makor of the Chumash Hadeshen, but Ziva's Dovrlach is also a Hargosha, yes.
So the Vedic Gemara says that you need Hargosha for it to be Tamei. Means that the Hargosha has to be something that you generally feel every time.
Right.
So all three of these sheets, I guess, are the two.
Right, so we're going to get to that. So give me a little time to explain that. So you're right.
Where can you have a Ziva's Dovrlach and not a Hargosha?
No, not what? In other words, he's saying even if you didn't
feel
the psichas pia makor,
yeah,
but you felt the sensation of the liquid internally, that would make it a nida d'oraisa. Right, he's adding a chumra to the trumas hadeshen. That don't think the trumas hadeshen's thing is the only thing. He's right, but I'm also right. No, it has to be red. It has to be red. Again, everyone agrees you need red. You need dam. Without dam, there's nothing to talk about. It's chaloimus. You need dam. The only thing is that there are possibilities, bisman chazal, that you have a hargosha without dam, but not pshat that there's no dam. It says we lost the dam. Today we don't lose anything. Because once you have an undergarment, there's nowhere it's going to go. Where's it going to evaporate into the thin air? Everything is caught. Nothing gets lost today.
So you still have to do a bdikah if she has this non-Yehuda hargosha.
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, it's going to probably come out of her body.
But what, she has to know what color it is, right?
She'll see. It will come out and she'll see the color. It'll be on her garment and she'll see the color.
I'm talking about in the old days. When
in the old days, right. In the old days, she would have to be bodic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really seem to be saying that it was almost like interesting how you're having Mohammed here with Karama and then the Shulah Sadesh and then Odi Yehuda. Could it be possible the reason why the Piskei Shuva decided that these three were the main ones that made sense is because we were kind of taking very much out of context and stretching to a large degree, that maybe you could say that there's room to look at to.
Yeah, it's interesting. Both the Rambam and the Trumas Hadeshen are speaking about other shilas, and the Rambam Bechlal, you could say, never meant anything. The Trumas Hadeshen is saying, you know, this is Hargosha, but the Truva was not to define what Hargosha is. The assumption of the whole Hanacha of the Truva is that's what it is, so you see that's his Shita. And his real discussion was, but if you have something to be Tola, could you be Tola? No. So I mean, we'll have to see when we learn that sugi of the asses. We'll have to see who speaks about, you know, which achronim speak about. But in other words, the simple pshat of Nodeb Yehuda is, you see, and this is what we're going to discuss the Chavis Das and the Nodeb Yehuda, is at what point do you have to feel the sensation? So there are three possibilities. There are four possibilities. One, I'll tell you the four possibilities, and one of them is a possibility, but it's totally wrong. Like Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, when he gave shiur, he always went to teach his talmidim all the logical possibilities. So I'll tell you all the logical possibilities, and then what the poskim say. One possibility is that you have to feel the sensation of the Zivas Dovrlach as it's coming out. what you said, as it's whatever asid has to pass at that point, that's when you felt it. If you didn't feel it at that point, because that's when it becomes damnida, and the hargasha has to be b'shas that the chalos nida. In other words, when does she become nida? When it crosses that line. So dafka at that point. That's one possibility. Then later I'll tell you who says what. I'll just tell you the other possibility is to say that the zivras dovralach can be felt any time that she feels the sensation going through the whole vaginal canal. At any point, even if she didn't feel it when it really came out of the makor, any point on the runway, so to speak, if she feels it then, that's a hargasha. That's a second possibility. The third possibility is to feel it when it exits the body. It comes out of the vaginal canal and into the avir ha'olam. That's a third possibility. And the fourth possibility is that it gets on her garment. She didn't feel anything. And then it rebounds back on her body that she feels it. So that is not, that's not, you know, that's for sure. Number four is not a shita at all. Nobody says that. Because nobody says that, in other words, something got on her garment and now she has a wet garment. So the man with the wet garment, she's going to feel it on her skin because it rebounds back on her skin. That's not a hargasha according to anything. So these are, so the fourth I just said for the sake of rejecting it. You know, but there are three possible, in other words, within this whole concept of the Zivas Dovralach, of the world of the, we'll see. The Chasam Sofer, we're going to see shortly, he rejects this whole Noda B'Yehuda. He thinks it's not correct. He thinks that no. Trumas Hadeshan, Psichas Pia Makor, Zivas Dovralach is Chaloimus.
He says the Trumas Hadeshan?
No. The Trumas Hadeshan spoke about Psichas Pia Makor. He didn't say, I'm only speaking about that.
Uh-huh.
The Chasam Sofer is the one who's going to argue with the Noda B'Yehuda and say that Zivas Dovralach is not a hargasha b'chlal.
What is it? Why didn't the Rebbe speak about Zivas Dovralach? Because it's not the acronym itself, not necessarily.
Right. So it could be that they, in other words, the Rebbe is saying a chiddush. Now it could be that he wants to claim that the Rishonim didn't say like him. Not that they reject him, but it was obvious what I'm saying. And then you, like Rabbi Etchin says, you could say the obvious that not like him. Right? It's not. Yes, Rabbi Tatum.
The fact that the transition says, his whole riot, one of his riots, it says, Hai Vasara Haina Vasara Shemin Hashinayim Lochots, because that's what it turns into Dam Nida. King Gam Shetagash Vasara Haina Vasazeva, I said, Kvahu Chos Le Pesach HaMokor. The Eich Neyam Shabinish Shetagash Vasil HaSamokor. Isn't it much like he's understanding that the external us is where the
who are you reading? The Trumas Hadeshan. Yeah.
Because that's his whole right. I mean, if the internal us, then that is the Psichas Kemokor.
Yeah, let's see inside. Me'ata lucha tshuva. Yeah, me'ata lucha lomar l'chol ha'poskim b'ina hargasha b'na Torah. My new hargasha she'agishu im hargasha's psichas ha'makor or af hargasha zivas lach lo b'vsar. Nir v'ni astaiti the af hargasha zivas lach choshiv hargasha. V'lo b'ina hargasha's psichas ha'makor dafka. For ika hargasha yolv shmuel b'psara. She'targish b'psara. Very high basar level b'sara ha'makor. What's b'sara? What's the makor of hargasha? Bivsara, at shetagish bivsara. What's bisara? Bisara means the skin outside the makor, the vaginal canal.
Or the cervix.
Yeah. V'eze kvar hu chutz lepesach ha-makor. V'eich neyma sh'be'ina sh'tagish psichas ha-makor, elakocha lo be'ina rak sh'besor yargish zivas ha-dam. Right, one second. Im argesha zivas davar lach, havei kvar hergisha. Hargashas hamkor lo niskar b'posikal hargashas habasa. Right, he says, like Rabbi Tuchman said, who said, like, he's questioning the Truma Sedeshet. Because he's saying that...
But it seems that it's because, to me it seems that everything is generally the fact that he's assuming that it's the external ass. That's what he's saying. The Shiloh Sumim Kor is here, but Shiloh turns into an either here.
Right.
Right?
But wherever it is.
No, because if you say it's the internal ass, then you'll say that is the Shiloh Sumim Kor. You're not going to say that the Pesach Tzvi HaMakor and the Vinish Anayim are two separate places if it's the internal
Ask. That is the Pesach Tzvi HaMakor. El Vayde will be in the Kol HaGosha HaMakor, El HaGosha Zivas Dabalach Mipsara. So the Noda Behuda is normally branded to say that any place on the runway, so to speak, internally, that's Besara. Any place outside of the Makor, that whole runway, at any point, is, she has that sensation internally in her body of some liquid running down. That's the Noda Behuda. The sheet of, now look on page 19 for a second. And this is the Chavis Das. The Chavis Das, again, when you learn halacha, you have to know every Chavis Das also. Chavis Das is the Nesivis, Rav Yaakov Milisa. And he wrote his famous commentary called the Chavis Das, among many other things that he wrote. And the Sivas and other various things that he wrote. So he quotes the Shlosha Mine Hargasha. And then in the next paragraph, he says, "Omnam nira de binish tagish zovim kora dimo hirgisha zovim kora rachcha magesha zovim prosdor nira de Torah kaven shabashash nafal nepor kozlo hirgisha rachmana tiare ladam shababalo hagasha main yaskil atuma beprosdor." So he says that, in other words, he's the one that says that you have to have the hagasha as it's leaving, whichever you hold the as is, whichever you have to feel it then. And if you didn't feel it then because that's when it becomes neither. So that's when you need the hargosha.
So we say down in the prisoner in general is a suffix. And couldn't you say it's a suffix hargosha at least, at the very least?
So we have this thing of there's a chazaka that it was baba hargosha if you found it there.
Right.
If you found it there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's the second shita. So again, within this general rubric of the Noda Behuda, you have what perhaps the Noda Behuda himself seemingly said: any place in the prose door, the hargasha of the zivas davalach, and then the Chavis Das says, no, not any place. Dafka, where the... Because he feels that she's becoming an Ida when it leaves the Makor. So the Hargasha can't be at a different point. It has to come all together. It's not 100% clear. He didn't...
Meaning the
Basra
that, like you said, like when it...
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, the Chasam Sofer is here on page 18, who just rejects the whole idea. Look what he writes on page 18. Omnam geder hargasha isi mekel dafkik shegigisha psichas pehamokor mamish kipashtios l'shono shalachumas adeshin. He says, no, So he thinks that you should limit it to the Truma Sadesh, in other words, he rejects the Noda Behuda.
The Chavos holds exactly like the Truma Sadesh also, right?
No, because the Truma Sadesh is saying you have to feel the opening, not feel the blood. Feel the opening of the Makor. I don't know. I don't know if he even was Goris that necessarily this Rambam.
So what is the difference between the Chavos Das and the Truma Sadesh?
No.
Both hold that you have to feel.
The Truma Sadesh is saying you have to feel that something is opening.
Oh, but the Zivas Dovolach of the Chavos Das.
That he doesn't speak about. Psichas Psicha Makor means you're not feeling the blood. You're feeling that the thing is opening, and then something could come out that you don't have to feel that.
Right.
You have to feel that that something is opening.
And the Chavos Das holds.
So that's the Truma Sadesh. One second. The Noda Yehuda was Mechadesh,
right.
That feeling, Zivas Dovalach. The Chavos Das defines that this Zivas Dovalach is only significant if you feel it at the point that it's coming out. But if you feel it later, you feel it further down as it's running through the prosdor, through the vaginal canal, that sensation doesn't count. If you didn't feel it as it's coming out, then that doesn't count.
Wouldn't the Truma Sadesh's definition be similar? I mean, this, I guess, is a physiological question, but similar to the Rambam's? Like, how, isn't that, like, I'm
sort of
like a feeling, like, you know, like tremor.
Okay, we'll get to that.
What is the source of the Truma Sadesh? Where does he get his... He says it in the Shiloh, but it's
right.
Where he gets that concept from.
Right. I mean, I guess to him that's Pashat.
Would it imply there was just something that was like
accepted? I mean, I think to him it's Pasha that when she becomes Anita, so the Makor opens and the Dam comes out. So that's what you have to feel.
First fundamental thing that takes place physically in order for
right.
To put the.
Right.
Just to clarify, Chavos Das is only staying within the Noda Yehuda that has to be.
Right. In other words, once you assume the hanach of the Noda Yehuda that Ziva's Dovalach is a Hagosha, He says it has to be specifically at that point.
But he agrees that point.
Which is a big kula. Which is a big kula. Because he's limiting it. That the Zivas Dovalach is only this specific Zivas Dovalach.
But he agrees that point of Rav and Shimon's suggestion, it could be, or he says it doesn't necessarily have to be.
Rambam and the Trumas Hadashim don't talk about Zivas Dovalach. They talk about other things.
So if this, according to Rambam, if there's no Nistah Zeah, we're not Torah, she's not a Nidah.
No, again, we don't know necessarily that the Rambam, we'll talk about that in a second. There was, each Rishon doesn't necessarily have to negate the other. Yeah.
Isn't the Rambam seems to be very general? I mean, I can see why someone might make the case that the Rambam either turns a legend like Ben, what the Rambam is saying. He just said it was that they
had Google. Oh, okay. So, yeah. Say what you're going to say.
It doesn't limit it, right? It's the broadest of your
thing. Right. Yeah, okay, I hear what you're saying. Let me, I'm going to comment so soon on what you said.
Well, so we seem to think that the entire body needs to shake.
So okay, give me a chance. Okay, so these are the... Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva says a Chiddush on page 23. Chelek Dalet, the Nigros Moshe Os Zion. So he quotes, he says, Machlokas, he calls it the Machlokas Chavaz Das in the Noda Behuda. Meaning, he's assuming the Chavaz Das means Davka Zivas Dovalach at that place where it's leaving. And the Noda Behuda, he's understanding, means the whole prose door. So he says, okay, so that's the Machlokas. But he says that he wants to add another thing. And he says, that if you take a look towards the end of the paragraph, he discusses first the regular discussion that Bizman Azed, the women really have these hagashas. Then he writes, "Ein lezed din keza el din rish hu ludina mchol hagasha b'shas yitzia me'aguf." See, he wants to say a chiddush that's not found in the earlier sources, Alpi Pashtus, that feeling the sensation coming out of the body is a hargasha. That the Chavaz Das for sure, you know, and the Noda Behud also wasn't. And he says, well, we don't really have those things that they had. So the only thing that we have of these Zivas Dovalach, even though, which is more common, is the actual feeling of the dam exiting from the body. And then he writes on the second arrow, "Aval kol zeh b'hergisha yitzia me'aguf. Aval ma shehergisha shenase bein raglei lach me'eizeh mashke ein lachshiv zeh hargasha." The rebounds, in other words, if she finds that there's wetness on her body or something like that, that's number four. That you know, which we said, I just mentioned it to reject it. That's what he said. That's where he got it from. That's where he rejects that. Okay.
Why does Rav Moshe think that these feelings have changed? Like,
okay. So okay. Well, okay. Give me a chance. Yeah.
Like when we were asking before about how some of the other should just fit in with the Rama, would it be because like
Because since we're trying to make it that the Rambam is saying something on this issue, that we're intentionally being very vague and leaving it loose because we don't really know what he said. Some kind of a concept that he's discussing, that it ends up being vague to the point that it might have, that other things kind of fit into it. In that sense, any sense what I'm asking?
I'm not sure. I'm not
basically, the fact that the Rambam's opinion, he touches on a point in a very, backwards way, to the point that we're kind of trying to create that he's saying something on this issue. So
yeah.
In turn, we can't, say he says something very specific in details because...
Let me give me a chance. Okay. Now, there's a famous comment on page 20 of the Aruch HaShulchan.
Is that mostly the only ones who come with idea? Or
what?
The other acronyms that Jesus had left?
Rav Moshe was the one who, Rabbi Eitan Schnall once claimed to me that in the Tosus Chachmei Anglia, he thinks maybe he's saying that, but if you read it in the footnote, I'm not so sure that there's a separate page here. If you want to read it in, this Tosus, it's a possibility, but if you read the footnote, I'm not sure. When he speaks about Bachutz, so I think Rabbi Schnall was learning Bachutz meaning out of the body, but he learns that Bachutz just means in the prose door. So he thought that maybe the Tosus Chachmei Anglia was saying that, Rabbi Schnall, but like this Rav Moshe. When we read it now, I wasn't 100% convinced that that's what he's really saying. If you want to read it into it, maybe. If you don't want to read it in, also maybe. But Rav Moshe said this. So, you mean according to Rav Moshe? Rabbi Tugman is asking, is it Chal Mafreya? In other words, the Chavos Das says it has to all come at the same time. But if you're not assuming like the Chavos Das, so what's the pshat? Is it Mikan El Hava? Is it Mafreya? I don't know. Usually it's not going to be so relevant to know whether it's Mafreya or Mikan El Hava, because in the end of the day, Acharei Kechol Sokol, you have it. So whether it was really Chal a second before or a second that, okay, Yesh Ladon,
Okay.
We'll get to Rabbi Yashu. I'm not up to him. I'm not up to him yet. We'll get to him. Don't worry. Give me a chance. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan has a famous piece. It's really not him. it's really a citation. he doesn't deny it. It's not, you see, people never read primary sources. This generation, people are very into reading secondary, tertiary, whatever you call it, after that, But that's why I want to teach you to see everything inside, in the primary. That's how you really understand things and learn things well. All the kitzur svarim are kitzur of a kitzur of a kitzur. So the Aruch HaShulchan is quoting the Shev Yaakov Simon. Hey, Tess, B'Shev HaMarsheshach. So if you look, it's a long piece there, the Shev Yaakov from the Marsheshach. Marsheshach is a big, one of the Gedolei Achronim. Wrote the Sefer Tos Yeshuos. And the famous Hakdama to the Eglei Tal.
B'Shev Yaakov,
he says, no, he's quoting. Eglei Tal, Rabbi Mandelbaum. I always like to quote Rabbi Mandelbaum. Rabbi Mandelbaum was the librarian here in YU from 1948 to 1998. 50 years. I was very close with him, Baruch Hashem. And he was a big Gaon and Svarim, and he knew everything. And it was from a different door. He's a person who you could, you speak, you go to the Living Woodmere and you go to the Eish Kodesh. He said, I was in the mikveh with the Eish Kodesh. It's a different door. And he was Menachem Zemba and that in Warsaw, and it's a whole Baruch Hashem that so he was He was here for 50 years. So he knew all the Sfarim and all the... And we were very close. So he pointed out to me that you have to look at... Everyone knows the famous Hakdamah of the Egle Tal, about learning Torah and getting enjoying the Torah. So in that Hakdamah, he writes that you should learn the Marsheshach. Most people don't know the Marsheshach. So he's just quoting. It's a famous quote. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's, but it's the Shev Yaakov, the Shev of the Marsheshach. Shechachar al zed lenoshim b'kiyas v'omru lo shetivis tivis yesh mehem shemagishu psich b'yam lokov yesh mehem she'ina magishu b'agashu zu v'agashu ziv is dam nida kula magishu akhano shonu. So he has a whole discussion. People saying they don't have hargashas.
So he says the Trumas HaDeshen is not practical.
Then he says Hevel Yivtze Pi Hanoshim Ba'elav Lo Yodi Maika Amri. He says the women, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. Rabbi Seinu Nemonim Aleinu Yosef Mehem. Rabbi Seinu Nemonim V'gam Einam Mshakros B'divrem. It's not, they're not, they're lying. El She'enam Avinos. Yeah, so he says they don't know what you're supposed to feel. It's a funny type of comment, yeah. But it's a classic, you know. So see, basically, that's the problem of to this day and age. Does a woman really feel the psichas pi hamakor? Does she really have the zivas dover lach? So. So what are you going to say that? And Rabbi Tugman said this from Rabbi David Feinstein that you know that the generation doesn't want to give up on Nida Daraisa. He said, so that's why we're trying to find things, which I'm also part of that belief system that to say, that everything is Drabbanan, Rabbi Tugman said from Rabbi David Feinstein said it's Nita Leomer. I mean, but I would more likely like to say the other way. It's a good lever, I think they say, I don't know if Shlomo Zalman said it maybe, or someone else, then, it can be a lever tzchus on people that are not so nizar and taras ha-mishpacha. I don't know. I'm not happy with it. I'm not happy with saying that neither today is older abundant. And I don't know. I can't. Everything. Ain't lot of bisman is there. What do we have left? Ain't lot of this. Ain't lot of that. Ain't lot of this.
Ain't lot of
just a rabbi. Right. I'm also a believer that we have a rishus rabbi bisman is there. And right? We throw away everything. We don't have everything. What do we have left? I don't know. So so his approach is that there really is a hargasha, and that they don't know what to feel. Okay, so that's, what do you do with that? So then the big problem is, and this is the big problem.
But the
Rakasha
means that they have to feel. So what do you know that they felt? They have to feel themselves.
Right, you're saying, right.
So Rakasha Hidyan is subjective. Some women will not feel what all the women do feel.
Right.
You get the sense of the reason, right?
Right, so... So there are different approaches how you could deal with this problem. So one approach is to say that okay, it's a Drabbanan. But the problem is like this: once you get into the Drabbanans, we know there are two types of Nita. There's Nita Daraisa and Nita Drabbanan. So Nida Daraisa means that she has a Hagasha. And Nida Drabbanan means it's Daman HaMakor B'li Hagasha. and we usually call that a kesem. The pashtus is a kesem can only be once it's lavir olam, then it's called a stain, a kesem. And then once it's found on her clothing and she didn't have any hagasha, so then we have three kulas of kesem. One kula is that kesem is only a problem if it's a certain size. Kris va'od, which is a question whether it's a penny or a nickel or whatever. And if it's less than, that's one kula. That ksamim have to have a shear. The second kula is that ksamim are only metame if they're on white clothing. But if they're in colored clothing, then there's no din derabban. And the third thing is that ksamim have to be found in something that's makabel tumah. And if they're found in something like a panty line or a pad that's disposable, that's not makabel tumah, then there's no din derabbanan either. So the question is, like Rav Shechter said, over someone once came to him and said, "Oh, I wear colored. You know, we tell women to wear colored undergarments, so this way, if they stain, it won't be a problem. But obviously, when she gets her period, you can't just say, just wear colored clothing and you never have to go to the mikvah. That is not plausible to say. You know, you throw out the whole, you make a mockery of Yiddishkeit. You just wear colored garments and you never have to go to the mikvah. Because you don't have a hargasha. So what? It's a derem. So it's hard. So that's what Shasta said. Obviously, you don't say that. So we have to say something. So we just say a woman that doesn't have these hargashas, so tell her we're colored, and everything will be a kesem. and then shalom al Yisrael. So the standard way that...
Well, if she has a hargosha, then no matter what the color of the undergarment...
Right, but I'm saying women who don't have hargosha.
Right.
So let me give you a certain... So the way, the normative way that Mora Hara today work with is that they treat ribuy dam. If there's a ribuy dam, a lot of blood, which is similar to a period. Whenever it's a ribuy dam, we assume that there's a built-in hargasha. Now you could say, like Rabbi Ashen said, now if you work with Rav Moshe, so then it could be that when there's a ribuy dam, she'll actually feel it coming out of the body, and then you'll have that, at least that definition of hargasha. Even without Rav Moshe, we assume that whenever there's ribuy dam, we treat that as a daraisa, and therefore we don't give her any kulas, because we're not ready to say that a woman who's getting her period is, and we assume that a ribuy dam is a chazaka that there was a hagasha, she didn't feel it. One could question that, you know, like. So lemaisa, you know, but isn't, like Rabbi Asher said, isn't that what a hagosh has to mean? You have to feel. Okay, so that's what we normally assume. Whenever there's a ribuy, now what is a ribuy dam is not a clear defined. See, gris, the shear of gris for ksamim we'll talk about, is a very exact science. Whatever it is, if it's a nickel or a penny. The Chasam Sofer and Emil Tzedakah went ahead and measured it exact. And it is the exact thing. Whatever it might be a machlokas, what the exact thing is, but it's exact. A ribuy dam is not exact.
Is ribuy dam more than that small, than that penny or nickel?
Yes, of course.
Anything more than that?
No. It's a ribuy dam. Okay. You know, it could be like the body said, 6 quarters, 7, you know, something that's looks substantial. So now let me tell you a couple of other things. There is a tshuva here in the Kovetz Tshuvas on page 25. The first packet. Kovetz Tshuvas. Kovetz Tshuvas is written by Rebbe Yashiv. And basically it's different letters that he wrote, Tshuvas letters. So he has a famous piece here, Rebbe Yashiv, that he wrote to Rabbi Welcher. Who's anyone from Kew Garden Hills here?
Yeah.
Rabbi Welcher from Avos Yisrael, Kew Garden Hills. So he wrote him this tshuva. And basically, Rav Yashiv claims that Hargasha just means it has to be Derech Riyah Bekach. Whatever has to be the normal. Whatever is the normal Riyah, That's neither deraisa. Even if you didn't feel, so if today we don't have hargashas, so but it's still derech riyah b'kach. That's a deraisa.
Can you explain what is derech riyah b'kach mean?
Whatever your normal,
your own personal
way of yeah, whatever your normal way of getting having your riyahs down. He quotes it from the Rugachever. One second. So that's what he.
He says, "Chazina diados b'diyuk mosan nasu diados v'chen yados shibos kiros."
Yeah. So. He says, "Uvchein," on page 26 on the left. Uvchein, fi hani ashli ravish misora hetef ubedava yotzi migufish kebor lo shalom yigishem kein pisha samu tachboshu tzahom tzomokum vispok is afrosh as much adam kevin shabor shadam yotzi migufu mekevin kayom in reisu klal b'glach yisan hargasha sharei lufi divrei nashi bizmaneinu ena margishas klal yish dodot she'en b'mikre zeh hakula shok samu. He says that if you know that it's coming from her, and this is the way she normally is, you can't be mako. Meaning, so if a woman,
as soon as she had a question, she didn't realize it, that's what we're saying.
Or no, she's not even. I think he's saying even more than that. He's saying that if she's a woman who's margish normally, and now she's not margish, then not having a hargasha is a drabban. But if she's never margish, see, then not having a hargasha is not a chisar. He quotes that from the Rugachever here on page 26 on the right. Hayim softas paneach. Amar al zeh. Hech mishkachas labas yom echa titame benida. Halachoser hargasha. Right, the halacha is even a girl that's one day old could become a nida.
Yeah,
Peteris drachim einem argeshus av havireisa. Have a little shaycha behargosha loich paslon. Right, right. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush that he's saying. I think Rabbi Osher Weiss in his sefer argues with this. It's a chiddush.
How was he so sure that it wasn't the rise? He says, and that's why he starts off the piece, making it sound like a kesem before. The summon
that a woman sees
before the
Riyah, it says, she knows it's going to come. Right. So then, according to Rabbi Yashiv, it's like, so then, you have to say, right. Because
once you say
that,
you're
going to
have
Rosh Hashanah,
then every
kesem
is
the
Riyah.
Yeah, we'll get to it. Okay, give me a chance. So then, so that obviously will solve the issue. It's a chiddush. In other words, you have basically saying that hargasha is only a chisaron. Not to have hargasha is only when you have hargasha, and now you didn't have the hargasha, so now you.
Is this similar to the this is written?
The Tosfos read saying that it's.
So you don't really need a hargasha as one. It's only when you don't know the woman's blood came from her. And here we know the blood came from her.
Right. He's saying. Not necessarily. He's just saying maybe hargasha is an absolute requirement, but it's only an absolute requirement when the woman normally has it.
Would other Tosfos of today be molded to this?
Yeah. So let me give me a chance. Let me say more. If you look in the Marav Shik on page 27. Came into so he speaks about hargasha. And he discusses the psara. What does psara mean? So he says psara pashas means the prose door. But he says that So he says that hargasha could also be called haguf, meaning you're shaking, like the Rambam. So it's like this. So let's just get things a little, get some order to it. So again, the classic things are the three shitas. Are the Rambam, the Zdazeya, are the Trumas Hadeshin, Psichas Piyam Makor, and the Noda Yehuda, Zivas Noralach, and within the Noda Yehuda you have the different permutations. So what are we going to do today? So basically, the way we work today is assuming that when there's Riboy Dam, we treat that like an Ida Daraisa. That's either you want to say, like the Rabbi Yashiv way, that the Ribu Dam you consider Nida, now you can give different Hasbeirim. He can say Ribu Dam is Nida Daraisa because that's Daka Bakach. That's right. Or you could say Ribu Dam is Daraisa because she'll probably feel something coming out of her body. Or the third thing that I never mentioned this word yet, and that's the word cramps. Cramps. And the question is, are cramps hargasha or not? So, the kitzur, Rav Herschel Ausch told me once, he's a big Mora Hora in Williamsburg from the Beis Hora in Baruch Park of Rav Cheskel Roth. So he said he thought that maybe cramps is the feeling of the Psichas Pi HaMakor, really. Not everyone agrees with that, but now, if he was like what he says, then okay, so that's another way of dealing with it.
You need to cramp with the Rigui Dam, and that would be.
Well, he would be machmir even if there wasn't Rigui Dam with a cramp.
He's just trying to.
In other words, everyone today is going to, when a woman gets a period, they're not going to ask her, well, did you have a hargasha, this hargasha, that hargasha? You're neither.
Right.
Which way are we going to deal with? And even those that want to say it could be maybe a derabbanan, but they're not going to say that you get the, whatever. Everyone's going to be aser. Everyone's going to aser.
You also have the can you say here Nishtana Ateva in a way?
Yeah. You could say Nishtana Ateva. So the question is, how is that Nishtana Halacha? Yeah, I mean, it seems from the Gemara that women had these hargashas. Now they don't. Rav Shechter wanted to say is because women are very active today. They go to work and they're active. So then they don't feel their bodies in the same way that they used to.
Do you think that would make you
bored? That's his theory. You don't have to say, you can accept it or not accept it. It's a theory. He has another mahalak we'll get to it up today, but that's where I'm going to end now because I don't want to have a reboy shear here. So that's one mahalach. The other mahalach is to assume that, you know, that we take into account other forms of. There are three forms of hargasha that poskim discuss. Some poskim, Rav Moshe is included in that, you know, are Noda Behuda people. And Rav Moshe was a super Noda Behuda person. Rav Moshe said beyond what the Noda Behuda said, the exit shot. And then you have the cramp people, it's Eliezer and the Rav Shik and others, they're into the cramps. So let me tell you like this. Once there's the Riboy Dam, you know, and she has her period, so we're gonna treat her like a Nida. What's the longest? So you can plug it in, or you can plug it into the Aruch HaShulchan and say that there really is Harkasha, they don't know that they're really Margish, they don't know they're Margish. You might not like that shot, so you'll come to either say you want to say Revel. You know, we're groping in the dark to find something. So we got to find something. So which is the real reason Klapei Shemaya? So I don't know. One second. But when it comes, you see, no one has any problem. You know, I always compare it to the sukkah. You know the sukkah? It means, when it's raining cats and dogs, you know you don't have to sit in the sukkah. When it's somewhere in between, that's when the problems come in. So a woman has her regular nidus, and it's raining cats and dogs, so to speak. There's nothing to talk about. Which way you want to plug it in? You plug it into the Rabbal Yashi, you plug it into the Aruch HaShulchan, you plug it in there. Do whatever plugs you want to do. What makes things complicated, and we'll is when it's not raining cats and dogs. It's a little bit, but so let me I'll give you a little introduction now, and then we'll stop. But then we'll continue on Wednesday, Bez Hashem. You see, the problem is like this. Today, women take birth control pills. That became the mahalach of the world. Whatever, it's convenient. We live in a world of convenience. So you pop a pill, very simple. But it causes a lot of... So some of these pills, the woman like only gets her period like a little bit every month. Rabbi Willick said it's known in Israel as the tipah chotshi. Every month they get a tipah of blood.
The pill or the IUD?
IUD, a pill, both. And then the question is, so now what do we say? In other words, she's going to get her period every month. It's going to be one teapot of blood. So now what? How do we deal with that? And she's wearing colored. So what do you say now? So do you say, well, that's her regulus? So that's what, you know, Rabbi Woolen calls, that's our regular. Don Feinstein told me like that, if that's your regular regulus, then fine. And others, Rabbi Badi, Rabbi Ausch, say no. That's a kesem. And if you wear in colored, then you only get this tipach or chi. So that's a kesem. So you didn't get a period. It's a kesem. Rav Ausch and Rav Abadi both agree, like Rav Will pointed out, that if you have these other types of hargashas, then we're going to treat it as a nida. And Rav Nachum Eisenstein told me once that he's Rav Yashiv's right hand man, that when Rav Yashiv was besophic, you see, the biggest question in Hilchas Nida is where do you draw the line between staining and getting aria? So if they're clear, defined hargashas, that's very clear. Is there hargasha or not? Once the hargashas become blurry, then where do we draw the line? So then, Rav Yashiv, Rav Abadi, others use these other forms of hargashas, meaning the cramps or the feeling the blood exiting to tilt the scale. When it's a ribui dam, we're all going to be machmir. Whatever this lumdus is, when it's not the ribui dam, and it's you know, so then we might use these things. So, but I'll when we start this year again, Bez Hashem on Wednesday, I'll explain it better.
If she has a best kavua, then what is the shaila? If she has only the tipachad, even though she has the tipachad shiz, if she's regular,
right,
then it's the shayla. She certainly has done any of the rice or not.
No, maybe not. Maybe there's no hargasha and it's not a ribui dam. So maybe that's a kesem.
Even if she has the best kavua,
right? Yeah. So maybe that's a kesem. The kesem is not; it doesn't create vestos. Okay, but I'll have to explain it more. Okay.
Are we still on one next week, or are we going to two?
I don't know.